It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
To Dela Cruz, he's hit high and deep out into center field. Going back, Leody back to the track. He looks up, it's gone.
Was hoping it was too high, but that did not end up being the case.
Too high.
It is gone, and the Rangers get freaking obliterated against the Cincinnati Reds. It is a rough night for Kamar Rocker. Let's talk about that, and then I'll take whatever share of blame I deserve in this whole debacle.
All right, so that three runs in the first two innings does not give your team a good chance. And that's all that Bochy and Maddux are asking out of their starting pitchers is give us a chance. Oh, that was when Ian Kinsler hopped on with us for opening day. That was what he said he thought this pitching was capable of doing is they'll always give the team a chance to score runs and be in a game. And last night, you're giving up that many runs. Your team's looking at it going, I ain't got nothing left. Now, that being said, the thing that Bochy is always adamant about is whenever you're in that kind of a crap hole situation, how do you respond? And I think last night you heard him. He was like, dude, they didn't stop. They kept fighting. We hate to hear that. Managers love to see that, though.
Yeah.
Like, they love to see that their guys, the chips are all down, everything's wrong. What are they going to do? And they say, like, we're going to keep fighting and keep doing our thing. But there's a lot of frustrating things about last night's game in particular. That being said, you got to see Ellie De La Cruz. And I was telling you, I want to see that player.
Yeah.
Damn, he's good, dude. Good God, that guy can hit.
He had a ridiculous game last night. Now, I know it's way early, but I think that's actually what makes this super fun. Ellie De La Cruz right now with a 1.346 OPS.
Mm.
That, of course, is only 17th in Major League Baseball.
Is he behind Adolis still?
Oh!
I think Adolis was like a 1.4 going into yesterday.
I think he is because Adolis is a 1.471, which again... only good enough for eighth in Major League Baseball.
Are all of them Yankees then because the torpedo bats?
I need to check on that. And I am so fascinated because people were talking about that
in New York
on the subway. And I heard so many people say Aaron F. and Judge so many times without without the bleeping or
you,
anything like that.
You went on a Subway even after that documentary on Netflix about Jared?
No, that is about Subway, the restaurant.
Oh, it's a restaurant?
I don't know. That
sandwich,
you know what?
Let's call it a sandwich shop.
The second I said restaurant, I thought that sounded too fancy for Subway. That's nothing against Subway. I feel that way about a lot of places. Can have good food, but restaurant feels too fancy.
When was the last time you sat down at a Subway? I think I took the kids like when they were little and we sat down.
But that's what it has to be, right? Yeah,
I don't know. I'm usually going to get my sandwich and go.
All right. We're about to have a side conversation in the midst of all of this. And you're I really want to know, do you sit down at inside fast food restaurants? And if so, why so?
I'm on a road trip and I don't want to, I've been in the car for too long. So I need to get out, walk around, go inside Whataburger and get my food, sit down and eat and then take a break. Back in the day though, Alec, we all wanted to play on the little playground. So we were begging mom and dad to take us in there so that we could get caught in some sort of wiry thing in there that was going to kill us.
Yeah, man. We, like, if you look back at that Mayor McCheese thing that you could hang out of and jump out of Mayor McCheese's mouth. It was, see, if you're, I know Alex, like, I don't know what these you're guys. Saying. But, like, if you're of a certain age, you know you would climb up the tree trunk and then you would be in Mayor McCheese's head, like being John Malkovich. And then there was those little openings in the bars where you could jump out.
If you could fit through the bars.
If you could fit through the bars. Yeah, and people were just like, that's fine. Yeah. You're just being a kid. And I really, Alec, let me ask you a question about McDonald's and the FCC. Do you think it's too early in the day to use the B word?
Maybe. I mean, we're in the second segment, so.
Okay, I'll try to edit it. One of my favorite experiences in the history of my life, I'm not kidding about this, happened during Brandon's last day of school. I believe it was the last day of third grade. All the kids wanted to go to McDonald's to celebrate that they weren't in school anymore, that they were off for the summer. And so they're playing and stuff, and the kids, you know, they're all little. Maybe it was second grade. And there were bigger kids on the playground. And the little kids all came back, Brandon, Isaac, Walker, and his friend Max said that they couldn't play there anymore.
I know Max.
Yes, they couldn't play anymore. And, oh, this is a different Max, I'm sorry. And they came up and they were like, what do you mean you can't play anymore? And then I'll edit it because it is not even 10:30. And he goes, yeah, the big kids looked at me and I was like, you're not supposed to be doing that. And he goes, shut up, B.
Oh, man.
And I had to cover my face. I was trying so hard not to laugh because he retold it exactly how that kid told it to him. And he did not edit it. And so I put my hands over my mouth and I kind of scanned the rest of the parents. Half of them were in shock and they were like, oh, what a world this society has become. And then the other half were trying to not laugh just like I did. And it was the funniest thing ever.
From the 469, I prefer to sit down when I do fast food so that I can get a refill on my way out because you're going to pay $3.99 for a drink. By God, you should have a full cup whenever you leave.
Okay, that makes sense. And another person said if they're doing it for their lunch break. That makes a ton of sense. And now that some more of these answers are coming in, because like we don't leave the office at any point until like
after,
you know, exactly. But that makes a whole lot of sense to me. And I like seeing some of these answers. It feels like kids are leading the way though.
From 321, I sit down at fast food restaurants to make sketchy transactions. And is it polio? Is it
not what?
Polio. Not polio. Pollo Reggio? What was the one from Breaking Bad?
El Pollo Loco?
El Pollo Loco. Yeah, that's right. Pollo Reggio is actually fantastic chicken. So check that out if you get a chance.
Don't you just assume they mean to buy weed or other drugs?
Oh, yeah, lots
See,
of drugs.
See, I think it's weed mostly because they're like, the McDonald's people don't care.
Or guns.
Oh, my gosh.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaving or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What was that other one?
Guns and Ships. That was ships. From Hamilton, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
But yes, for the most part,
that wasn't mine.
Anytime I go to a fast food place, that's when Peyton said we're going to get rid of the drive-thru. I was like, man, I usually only go through the drive-thru and we take the food.
What a bad idea.
I agree with him. I think he's right. I think at some point it's going to be you pull up and it's delivered to you via non-human. And you just... most McDonald's, you just walk in now and there's nobody working there. You just go in and you enter it into a kiosk, and not most of them, but some of them, they're starting to create that. So that's interesting to me. Pollo Hermanos. Los Pollos Hermanos.
Pollo Locos.
My bad, dude. Yes, my bad.
Me too. And
we go eat at Schlotsky's pretty often. I haven't been into a Schlotsky's in a long time. I did their drive-thru. I love Schlotsky's, though.
What was the place that you didn't like?
Quiznos. Alec, here's the deal.
I don't think it was about the food, actually, though.
If you're going to do a marketing campaign and you're a restaurant, don't have rats carrying your food around. That's going to turn you off. Fair. Like that immediately I was like, what? Now, if most restaurants are all like, no, it's everybody has rats. If that was the idea, then I guess we'd all be used to it. But no, man, not whenever I'm trying to get a sandwich.
There's one Quiznos as a kid, man.
I get it.
And again, I don't think it was anything he had against the food. It was just that ad campaign from the 469. Also, sit down at fast food because ain't nobody got time for cold French fries. Now, what my wife has explained to me that I didn't realize for the longest time is those aren't fries for home.
Those are car fries.
Those are car fries. That is exactly what she says.
Yeah.
Those are car fries.
And if we're at a party or we're hanging out at the house and I say, hey, I'm going to Whataburger. Anybody want anything? And they say, yeah, you fly, I'll buy, or whatever. I go and I, on my way back, I'm taking some fries. I don't care whose bag it's out of, because that's just the fee. That's the tax for me driving to Whataburger and then coming back. And you know what? If the fries do get cold, air fryer. Air fryer's the way to go. I have found out the air fryer is the baby, man. It is good.
In the A17, I knew a gal who sold weed out of Chili's. You just had to park in the to-go parking. And I wonder if they always told them, like, go to spot 6 or whatever. Like, they had a set spot to go to that was not one of the main ones that you're probably most likely to drive up to straight away or anything like that. Hey, in the meantime, give me cut 1, because Kamar Rocker also gave this up.
1-0 pitch. Swung on. That's it. High and deep to left field. Back goes Langford at the wall. It's out of here. Over the 379 sign in left center field. Matt McClain has homered in 3 straight games. And he's given Cincinnati a 2-0 lead.
Eric Nadell sounded so sad already about that. It was a rough start for Rocker. And you're coming off a Mally start where he didn't get very far in the game. And then to go along with all of that, people have lots of fiery Chuck E. Cheese thoughts.
Yeah, and I just pointed out, like, the Chuck E. Cheese had kinder eyes than the rats from those Quiznos commercials. Go back and look at their eyes. That freaked me out just a little bit.
And did it make a difference to you that you know that there's a person in that Chuck E. Cheese suit where these, like, CGI-generated rats or whatever?
And isn't Chuck E. Cheese a mouse?
I don't know.
He's a friendly little mouse. Not a scary devilish rat, you know?
The way his nose looks makes me think rat.
We do need to find out, is he a rat or a mouse?
Why?
Because this could change
it. Then you're not going?
I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in ages, dude. Like, I think whenever my kid was two, that was the last time I was there.
I was at Chuck E. Cheese a few weeks ago for my nephew's birthday.
That was the pizza.
It was definitely good.
Really?
Look.
What about the beer?
I did not have
a beer. Are they still doing that?
But they did still have a taff there.
There you go.
They really did. And I've always thought Chuck E. Cheese pizza was not that bad.
Quiznos never had a tap. Not that I know of. I never went in. Except for that one time that y'all made me go.
What?
Or did we go?
How much do they check your hand stamps for the kid you're with?
They do. They do, because Carter took off once. He went underneath, and like we had to do the whole thing, and I was very afraid of losing my kid.
From the 214, he is officially announced as a mouse. We have to respect that.
Thank you.
If that's how he identifies.
I don't think it's him identifying as that. I think that's just the way that the marketing pushed it. Marketing said that.
It's not up to the person. Huh.
Not when it's a mouse.
Oh my goodness gracious, Corey Haight Majors.
I just said whenever it's a cartoon character that's turned into a mascot, then I don't think it is. I think it's, never mind.
He was a rat from 77 to 93.
And then they changed it to mouse?
Yeah. He was supposed to be a coyote at first, but the first costume that got shipped into the store looked more like a rat. So they just went with a rat.
This has changed everything.
What has it changed?
My whole childhood.
Oh, that's it?
And now I got to take back all my spider rings and the balls I stole from the ball pit.
Why will you still have those?
The spider rings?
Yeah.
Decoration.
Oh, that actually is fair.
Around Halloween time.
And from the 214, who cares, because showbiz was better. I agree. Was a showbiz pizza kid. And for the people who are requesting that Marcus Semien be moved down the lineup, I'm not saying that it won't happen. It just still won't happen yet.
I don't know. I don't even want to ask Bochy this, honestly. Because it's so early in the season. It's so early. I don't want to be like, all right, are we ready to change this?
I say 20 to 25 games.
20 to 25 games. Is that a fair time to start asking? Or is it?
I mean, I think so. Okay. Especially if it's anywhere near as bad as it's been right now. But that's the thing you have to be careful with right now. We just said a 1.479 OPS is eighth best in baseball. That is a preposterous number that Adolis can probably keep up. But most human beings could not keep up. So if Marcus Semien goes off in the next five games, guess what? Now his stats for the first 10 games are going to look ridiculously good.
Yeah.
So it's too early for that. But I think once you get through kind of the first month of the season or almost month of the season, you can make some of those decisions.
For sure.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, where guess what? Shohei gets to be number one at another thing. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vallani and I are all over the tournament again this year.
There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.